Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me today. With the Lord's help, we're going to conclude a message on overcoming fear with faith. We've been looking at that familiar example found in the Gospel of Mark, the 5th chapter, of the woman with an issue of blood. And beloved, let's find out what other scriptures have to say. I just want to encourage your heart that you don't have to live with fear. Fear has torment. And whether it's a full-blown fear and terror, or whether it's something maybe not quite as dramatic or as obvious, anxiety. And you know, stress actually is a form of fear. It's a sense that somehow, even just look at, and stress is so much accepted in today's world. Oh, it's just part of our lives. And truly it is. But beloved, we're never going to get away from stressful situations or stressful people or stressful encounters, but we can change how we react to it. We don't have to let it throw our physical bodies, our spiritual state into a place of turmoil and upset, because again, that's responding in fear. Now you might think, well, you know, I don't have to deal with fear. You know, I'm not afraid of the future. I know the Lord's with me. Lord's given me good health. Or I might not have money. I'm not sure how I'm going to pay my rent, but I know the Lord's going to come through. Well, there's a lot of other fears that we experience, you know, fear of our job performance. Are we going to do well enough? Is your boss going to get mad at you? All these things. And as our day is, so shall our strength be. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So beloved, those promises, if we'll really meditate on the Word of God, let's hear what the Proverbs has to say in terms of we can be delivered from fear. And so, Proverbs 1 and 33, this is speaking of wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord. And I just love this passage. But whoso, and this is speaking of wisdom now, she's speaking, whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely. Doesn't that encourage you? Doesn't that give you a wonderful promise? If you'll hearken to the wisdom of the Lord, which is to act upon His word, to hear His word, to meditate upon it, you're going to dwell safely. No harm shall come to you. Psalm 27 and 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" So, beloved, we can trust in the Lord. And as we do that, it preserves us from fear. And then the wonderful comforting words of Jesus found in the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He's speaking to us right now, beloved. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. So often we let the fear of man consume us. And Proverbs tells us in the 29th chapter, verse 25, that the fear of man bringeth a snare. It's not a good thing. But God comforts us out of His word. Hear what Isaiah, the 51st chapter, verses 12 and 13, declare. This is the Lord speaking. "I, even I, am He that comforteth you. Who art thou, that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that has stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth, and has feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor?" Why are we afraid of man anyway? Man will die and pass away like the grass, but Jesus, oh, Jesus, is with us forever. We should never be afraid of people, beloved. I know it's something that our flesh is very open to, very, you know, it's something we can be easily dismayed by. You know, even Jeremiah, he had to tell the prophet, he said, don't be afraid of their faces. And you might say, well, Sister Glass, that's not me. Well, praise God. But what do you do when you see someone who is afraid? Maybe you're strong in faith. And what do you do instead of saying, oh, well, too bad you didn't make your faith confession today or you wouldn't be afraid? What should we do? We should go to them. We should love him or her, be an encouragement to them, stand in faith for them. Beloved, an important thing to remember, and when we're talking about faith, is that it works by love. We have no business deciding who has faith and who doesn't. That's the Lord's business. And if we know that a certain person seems to be weak in faith, we don't need to criticize him, but we need to have faith for them. Remember the man who was sick of palsy? What did Jesus do? You know, they let him down through the roof. The word says that Jesus said when he saw their faith, maybe the man didn't have much faith that his condition was going to be changed, but his friends did. They saw, they heard the miracles that Jesus did. And aren't you glad he hasn't changed? Praise God, he's the same today, forever and forever. Note what the scriptures say also about combined faith. And that's why I always generally give even just a brief invitation that if you have prayer requests, to write them down or email me, whatever that might be, and I'll stand with you in faith. There's power in agreeing prayer. Deuteronomy 32 and 30 says, how should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight? When believers put their faith together, they can chase 10,000. So, beloved, let's stop criticizing those who have fears, and let's get busy chasing demons in the name of the Lord. None of us, including myself, are as high in faith as we should be. And if we can't see faith in one another, well, we should pray that he or she will also be brought into that place of faith and power that we might enjoy. Beloved, when we walk in faith, we don't criticize because faith works by love. If we're not moving in love, well, we're not moving in faith. We can't please God without faith, and faith won't work without love. They go together. Galatians 5:5-6. Let me share this last scripture with you. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Praise God. So, beloved, we should start uniting our faith and quit finding fault and start confessing the word, not only for ourselves, but for others, loving them into that place of victory in Christ. And when we do, we'll bring them into a place of faith they've never been before. Beloved, God has so much for us. Oh, the people that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. Beloved, let me pray with you right now. Whatever you're going through, there is a God who can heal you, who can strengthen you, who can lift you up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you now, and Lord, I thank you for your healing presence, your healing power, which is present upon this broadcast. And in this broadcast, Lord, that you're able, by the miracle working power of God, to go through those airwaves, to touch every individual who is reaching out to you by faith. Lord, just as that woman in the midst of that crowd and the noise of that throng, she reached out to you, a single lonely woman reaching out to touch the hem of Jesus's garment. And Lord, you touched her heart. She touched the hem of your garment, but your heart was touched, and the power of the Lord, our Father's love, poured into her and made her every whit whole. Father, right now I pray that the very love of God, the very mercy and healing power of God will flow. The dunamis, mighty power of God, will touch everyone, those who are afflicted in body, those who are oppressed in mind, those who are troubled in their spirits, those who are heavy laden and burdened. Father, in the name of Jesus, you will touch them right now and lift that heaviness and let the power of the Lord just flow through them right now. For the Lord would say, my beloved, I have seen your cares. I have seen how the enemy has come against you to try you and to wear you down. But beloved, even this moment, says your God, I breathe the Spirit of the Lord into you, a new anointing, increased faith, where you shall walk in a new place in your God, and you shall know that nothing is too hard for me. You shall be able to praise me because I am your God, and I will not forsake you, neither will I fail you, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I bless you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you for your ministry to us. Praise God. Well, in the few moments that remain, I'd like to share just a few letters from some prayer partners writing recently. One from San Jose, and she says, thank you, my sister Judith, for agreeing with me in prayer. You're such a blessing to me, and I thank God for you. Your letters are an encouragement to me. I really look forward to receiving them, and when I do get them, it really makes my day. Keep sending them, as I do appreciate it. May God bless you, my sister, and keep being obedient to the Lord. I'm also praying for you, for strength and encouragement. And another letter, she says, thank you, my sister, for your prayers and your love for my family and me. Your letters are such a blessing to me, and I thank God for you. Keep those letters coming, for they make each day when I get it. God bless my sister Judith. Praise God. And then another letter from a sister, actually a minister writing from San Leandro, and she says, good morning, Judith. I've written you countless times in my mind. And she shares what's going on in her life. She says, I deeply appreciate your letter writing ministry. I have shared this before, and I want to do so again. It's a rare treat to get a letter, and I'm grateful every time I receive one from you. I also thank you for the interesting readings. I always share something in my letters, whether my partner, monthly letters, or my personal letters back to each person, something to encourage and bless and uplift. And she says, I've used them in sermons, teachings, and shared them with friends a number of times. Praise God. Well, beloved, there's much more for us, and I just am going to close with my love and thank you for listening. The announcer will give you our contact information. Write those letters, share those prayer requests with me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.